Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
It's the episode you guys have been waiting for.
Yay.
It's the mansplaining episode.
We're very excited. We've been trying to do this for a while. My boyfriend would not cooperate.
It's not that he wouldn't cooperate. He revealed that this is just like...
Yeah, he has his own, you know.
He had fun the first time, but he's like, not for me.
Yeah. And he said maybe someday, but not now.
We're not trying to push it.
No.
And we want to respect his wishes.
Yeah.
He doesn't listen anyway, so no.
That's why I'm like, we don't need to tell.
We don't need to be
nice. You don't have to be nice.
So we have Shane here.
Yes.
Hello.
Shane is going to be mansplaining some stuff to us that we genuinely
don't know. Okay, here's the thing. What's the word I'm looking for? Like, I'm just kind of, when I was in high school, mm-hmm. I did this thing that I hated myself for, which was I would just dumb myself down and be like, I don't know what that means. So the guys would be like, oh, I love you because you're stupid. This isn't that.
These I love things, a big dumb idiot.
I genuinely don't know. Yeah. And this is almost embarrassing for me to admit that I don't know some of these things. But guess what, guys?
It's not embarrassing because I think
we all
some
don't
of the
know
things.
Get
I think some
it.
Of the things that we're asking are things that people just accept to be things.
Because other people who are smarter than them know more about them.
Or just,
them.
Just because.
Well, that's what I mean. Because they trust
question,
that other people
yeah,
smarter than... I trust scientists or, like, NASA people. Yeah. I don't fucking know how space works.
Yeah. And we've already said that if we start thinking about it too
no,
much,
no,
it's a bad
me.
Time.
It scares me.
But before we start mansplaining, or mm-hmm. before we get mansplained...
Yeah.
You sure?
Like he's already like, I can't.
Will you allow us to call it that? Is that what you call it?
You call it whatever you want.
I so badly, like, I don't know why, want to just talk like a dumb girl and like call him daddy, but like, I wouldn't ever do that.
He hated that immediately.
That's because that's not a thing we do.
Well, I hope not. Maybe you're. You know,
no,
never
for
mind.
Sure,
no, no.
Never, for sure, never. But what I was going to say,
what if you
is,
just called him father? Sorry,
Papa.
No,
listen,
nope.
Father.
What I wanted to say is that to all of you who shared your Spotify Wrapped with us,
yeah. Oh my gosh,
how cool!
Yeah. It was very cool.
The fact that, like...
You all had higher numbers than I did. That's amazing. I can't even stand my own voice for as long as you guys can.
Normally, I listen to it twice before I have to upload it. So
kudos
I'm not going to listen to it a third time. But yeah. Sometimes I do. I don't know.
Yeah, just for funsies.
Normally, it's because I'm having an anxiety attack and I'm listening to it just with a fine-tooth comb.
Mm-hmm.
Fine tooth ear comb to be like, what part of this are people going to hate me for and never want to listen to me speak
oh my
ever
God,
again?
Love that.
Like the first time I listen, I'm like, what's funny things we say? And the second time I'm like, okay, I have to write the description. And the third time I listen,
are people gonna
I'm
cancel
like,
us for?
Yes.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah. But we were people's like either top podcast
yeah.
or like,
number two.
Yes.
Amazing.
You know what? I'm not surprised that we were number two.
I was just going to say the poop podcast was number two. Shocker.
If there's ever a number that we deserved, it would
it
be
number
two.
I'm fine.
So thanks, guys. That's so cool.
Yeah.
I was just telling Shane.
And we've also had a lot of people recently reach out and just like tell us that they that it's
yeah.
helped them in whatever way. And that is so
to those
awesome.
Of you who listen and let us know that you set up a therapy appointment, I want to let you know that I did too.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
I did.
Yay!
I filled out my paperwork, so I'm waiting to like get my actual date, but
yeah.
like I took the step. I took a photo of myself while on the phone crying because
oh.
I want you guys to know that as much as I laugh and joke on this podcast, taking the initial step to call
it's hard
and schedule
yeah it's hard
that was a bigger thing than I've ever done.
I didn't even
life.
Have to push you.
No,
I'm proud.
No, I cried a lot,
but. Well, that's okay.
So yeah, thanks guys. That's been like the coolest thing ever. Yeah. And we were really feeling discouraged there, you know, because 2020 was hitting us hard.
It really did.
It just kind of gave us the boost that we needed to keep going.
Yeah.
And so we are not leaving you in the sad sack.
Nope.
This week. Not just because we feel like we can't.
Yeah. We know you guys can
because
take it.
We're ready to do the mansplaining.
We just want to have a good time.
And
girls just want to have fun.
Producer.
Yes.
I would really like it if whenever you're done mansplaining something, you could input a sound that goes, mansplained.
Sure.
Can you really do that?
Yeah, we just have to record it.
Who's recording it?
I don't know.
I want it to sound like a stamp.
Yeah, but I mean.
You can do that?
Yeah.
That's, oh my it's God, called you're such post.
Impressive.
It's called post. You do it after the fact.
We don't have any stamps.
No, but I could grab a sound somewhere.
How do you grab sound?
Look, we're starting already. Wait, okay, we have to preface this for you.
Oh, yeah.
Shane is not an expert. Some of these things
Fun fact, I thought the word preface was preface. Go ahead.
What? It could be.
It's not.
Well, we both know that
Shut
I'm not.
Up, man. That was not the question.
We both know I'm not the best with words. So,
No, I'm pretty sure it's preface.
Well, yeah, so Shane is very good at a lot of things, and he has degrees in certain things, but what we're going to be talking about is not, like, all his specialties. So what he's not 100% going to give us maybe the correct answers. He probably will.
He's
because you
do
know
his
a lot.
Best.
Yeah. But that's what we think is funny about this.
The funny thing about mansplaining is sometimes when
they don't know what
mansplain, they're so wrong.
Especially when they're mansplaining. Oh, have you ever seen the things? Sorry to derail this, but have you ever seen the things on Twitter where like a guy is mansplaining a book to someone and the lady's like, really? Because I fucking wrote that book.
Yes.
And he's like, well, this is what I really think. And she's like, well, I wrote it.
So I don't fucking care what you think.
Yeah. I love those. Those make me so happy.
But yeah, Shane is not. He's only mansplaining because we asked him to.
Yeah.
And
he's not being a dick
wrong,
about it.
If he's wrong. It's for fun.
Yeah,
okay?
Cut him some slack.
Don't give him a hard time. He honestly wouldn't care, and he wouldn't even know if you did.
Yeah, it comes through us first. They directly
like,
reach out to you.
It will hurt my feelings.
Oh.
If you, yeah.
Oh.
It would hurt mine, too.
So he was like, I'm here, guys.
Let's not make this the Jerry and Shane podcast. Just kidding.
Okay.
All right.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah. So how the fuck do airplanes work? Because that's...
Riddle us that.
Okay. Hold on. Here's what I need to know before. I'm just going to... How the fuck do you not fall out of the sky? First of all, I just don't understand how something that heavy can get lifted off. And then you stay there and it doesn't make any sense
to me. Yeah, you just like drive really fast going straight.
Going
and then all of a sudden you're in the sky.
So from what I can gather...
Where are you gathering this?
From the multiple things that I've seen and read and watched. Seen and watched is the same thing. So the wings are shaped in a certain way.
Like birds.
Yes.
Okay.
That allow the air that's passing over and under them to
lift?
Yes, so that's where the lift is created, is in the wings.
Okay.
Has anyone else just pictured a bird running really fast straight forward with its wings out and hoping for the best? Because I have.
Have you ever seen The Rescuers Down Under? Because they do that.
No,
I'm not. Is that a cartoon
Yes,
movie?
Come on, you guys. Get it the fuck together.
Sorry.
But, so, there's air pressure that is created by those wings.
That doesn't sound real, but okay.
It's like
sure.
As you are going forward,
okay,
you're essentially hitting the air and you're moving it. The wing,
that's what my head too. I started punching the air in front of me.
The wing is forcing that air around it because it can't go through it.
Okay,
so it has to go around.
Yes.
So the shape of the wing is creating a force on both sides of it. On the top and the bottom.
Yes.
And they're different forces. So they're
what?
It's like different pressure.
How?
It sounds like
because
magic.
The bottom of the wing is flatter. The top of the wing is curved, so the curved one has more surface area to go over.
I love those curved ones.
So that is, I don't know exactly how it creates lift, but that's how.
Is that why it when you're trying lift. To like slow down, they have the flappies come up?
Yeah, because it pushes like that flap up on the top of the wing. It pushes it like it stops the air from going
so where it was going. Again.
Yeah, so like. Oh no! Okay, so no, I get it. Right as you said that, so the
all it took.
No, but the way it creates the lift is that as it's going over the wing,
mm-hmm.
the air is coming down and like towards the ground. So like the wing is like a is like an oval on top.
Got it.
Okay, so as it hits it, it goes up and then goes back down, and as the air is going down, it's pushing.
Oh,
it's pushing the plane.
The wing?
Pushing,
yeah,
up.
It's pushing the plane off the ground.
Amazing.
So
catch
when the
me outside with my arms open wide, sprinting in the backyard.
So when the
tonight
when the flaps go up, it stops that air from pushing onto the ground. So it like that's
you already hear something on your roof and be like, Santa, no, that's me, bitch.
I'm learning how to fly.
No, I'm like 80% that's how it works.
Okay, 80. And then I'm assuming they need those the turbine jet things.
Yeah, because that yeah, I mean you
that birds get caught into.
Yeah, those fuck up birds.
I know.
The birds fuck them up.
Yeah, that's true too.
Both of them are fucking each other up. It is dual fucking.
But that, yeah, that's how you get the plane to go. And
you
then
dual fuck it?
No, the turbines. No. I mean, if that's what you want to call it.
What's a turbine?
It's the engine.
You're welcome for that in your ears.
What's it use? Yeah, why is that a hard question? You just told me how physics work and you can't tell me what a turbine uses?
It fuel.
Okay.
That's why you need gas. Sometimes they're out of gas.
He looked at me like, I'm not mansplaining.
You dumb bitch, how engines work.
It uses solar power. No,
are
it doesn't. Joking? It doesn't.
Are there?
No.
But are there?
But when
there
I
mean,
are not. That, hold on. Whenever it gets dark, though, planes just start falling out of the sky.
Sorry, we can't.
We can't fly at night. But it. I think it. I don't think solar power will be able to generate enough power for the turbines to be used.
Okay, here's a question that wasn't planned. How the fuck does solar power work? How do you store that? Because at nighttime, you can still use it.
Yeah, because it's stored up. So I think what it is.
It's stored up. You just fucking repeated what
I said. I did. I think. I think
it.
What it.
Because it's stored. Oh, is that how the stored solar power works at night?
Like
they go into the storage. Sorry.
But I think.
We're just abusing him.
I apologize. I think that's how this is going to go. I love you very much.
I love you too.
You're doing a good job.
Thanks.
I'm going to fight you though.
But I think the technology that they use, I mean, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but the technology that they use is like they make cells kind of like a plant cell or like our cells or whatever.
Oh, I have questions about plants.
Is this going to be an hour long or 2 hours? Are we going to have to split this up?
I told you I didn't have to think of that many questions because I'm going to have
The more you talk, I'm like, the more I know.
Nothing about any of this.
Yes.
How the fuck do plant cells work?
But
how are plants alive, but they don't talk? Sorry,
What is photosynthesis?
Okay. I think because I know that solar power and like the solar panels are
hot.
Who's mansplaining here?
That was a question.
No. I mean, I bet they get a little hot, but...
Don't touch them.
Don't touch them.
But they're not... They don't last forever.
Mm-hmm.
So...
What doesn't?
The solar panels. They do have like a...
You have to replace them?
Yeah. I think it's... 50 years? Like, they last a decent amount of time.
Do you know or are you just guessing?
No, because... No, I read like the
Well, oldest. Last time I built one, it lasted 50 years.
I read that the oldest solar panels like will have to be replaced within like the next century. So, I mean, 50 to 100 years then, I guess.
Oh.
But the cells that are created grab the solar, grab the light, grab whatever.
Solar energy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then there's a chemical reaction
that
creates either heat. Like, I don't know what it creates, but that...
Chemistry is fucking nothing to me. I don't understand any of it.
Yeah.
So that energy that it creates, because energy can't be... Well, I guess energy can't be created. But that energy that it... Energy that it transfers gets stored in, like, a battery.
Ah.
Which brings me...
to our next question. Yes.
How the fuck do batteries work? Okay, here's the thing. Why do some of them recharge? And why do others live in the drawer, confusing me, because they look exactly like the ones that still work?
And also, why can't you lick them?
Yep.
Well,
can you lick all of them, or just some of them you cannot?
No, you can lick, like, the double A's, the D's, the C's, but you can't lick...
Disclaimer, don't do that.
No, I mean, please, at your own risk. But don't lick the 9 volts, because that's where you get the positive and negative together.
Oh.
You can hit both at the same time, and that's why you get...
It shock you?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you ever make a battery in school?
My son was supposed to. Well, he's in elementary school. Why were they making him make batteries?
It might have been a junior high. I don't remember.
A battery?
Yeah. So... It's, from what I remember, you have a solution, so like a liquid that has...
Solutes in it.
It's either, I think it's an alkaline.
Oh, yeah, that sounds right for batteries.
Because on like the pH scale, there's like acid and alkalines.
Oh my God.
Chemistry again, I don't understand.
So there's like acid and then opposite of acid.
Base.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
And so, in the middle, neutral.
Yes. Seven.
Yes.
All right, sure.
Milk is a base.
Yeah.
OJ
is an acid. And in jail. Get it? OJ.
Oh, yeah.
So that liquid, there's also either... metal. I can't remember if we, like, I'm trying to remember what we did in school, but it was like metal or paper or something that
I feel like two very different.
I know, but the battery that we made maybe lasted for like 2 seconds lighting a light bulb.
Oh my God, but it worked?
Was it a potato?
No.
Oh, but I've seen the potato thing.
Yeah.
But
I
think the potato thing works because the potato is not very acidic. It's basic. On the opposite.
Basic bitch.
Basic ass potato.
Every time they make a joke, I'm just like, oh my God.
Do you lose your train of thought? Because we are really imagine having both of us in your fucking class in school, because that's how our teachers felt.
Yeah, Mr. Leggett, how was that for you?
He was like, he tried to separate us, and we were like,
doesn't matter where we are.
We'll yell. Classroom. Now we're just louder. We're disrupting more people.
Oh man. But
Mr. Toland, how about you?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Both of them. Oh. We don't know shit about history. A little bit.
We know anything Hamilton taught us.
That's true.
Because they made history fun.
So wait, have you ever plugged your phone into a banana?
No.
Is it a banana or a potato?
On TikTok.
I don't think those are real.
You can't tell me otherwise.
I saw it on TikTok.
So no? But okay, you didn't answer
my
other questions. I did
see somebody on TikTok, hold on, tell people that they could charge their phones putting them in the microwave.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely so don't do that.
Don't do that.
For sure don't do that. Don't put foil in there.
Don't put any type of metal in a microwave.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Ooh.
Okay. I actually did this.
You put metal in?
Yes.
Oh no.
On purpose?
Yes. What? It was...
Experiments.
It was an experiment. So,
at school?
No, it was not at school.
Oh, you're just doing experiments for fun?
I'll tell the story here.
Okay.
But
he's like, shut the fuck up, so I can tell you.
But I mean, I guess I don't really know exactly how that, like, why that works. But I mean, microwaves, like, essentially vibrate whatever's in it.
Oh, I know what that's about.
Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
Oh my God! I was gonna say just kidding, and now you made it weird.
But microwaves, the
radiation
that it creates essentially just vibrates.
I know a little bit about that.
The contents of the microwave,
not vibrating, radiation.
So, with metal, I think. I still don't even know. Like, it vibrates too much and creates another chemical reaction.
It's too heavy.
I don't know.
Heavy metal?
But if you put a light bulb with a filament in it.
It explodes?
In a microwave.
Oh my God, you did that?
You can create the fourth state of matter? For like a little bit.
Before. What's the fourth state of matter?
Plasma.
What's the third?
There's solid, gas, liquid. Yeah.
And then plasma?
Yeah. Me, Sam McHenry, and Evan Finkelstein did that.
That's not a real person.
It is a real person. Evan is.
Give their full name.
No, Evan is probably one of the smartest dudes I've ever met in my life.
With a last name like Finkelstein, he better be. I'm kidding.
I'll give you. No,
Evan, do you listen?
No,
Donnie, you do. Tell him.
Yeah, but I mean, Donnie knows of Evan. He went to a different school in after freshman year. But
is this you just trying to prove that he exists?
Yes, okay. I can show you his Facebook if you want.
Oh, I'm gonna add him as a friend.
But yeah, we did it. During the summer before freshman year,
I am so nervous to have a young boy in my house, like, honestly, growing up. But
we did it in his garage. It was a crap microwave. It wasn't like his microwave. Like, we went out.
Whose was it?
The neighbor.
No, we went out and bought one. I think, to be honest,
you bought a microwave.
Just for this experience. They wanted to make plasma. This is a part of
it. Yeah. We used to hang out in his garage, like, the whole summer. We'd just play video games. We'd buy our own snacks. Like, we were functioning teenagers that did stupid stuff but paid for it.
All right, that's fair.
What an adorable little thing. We're buying snacks and we're making plasma. Someone find the microwave.
Was it your snacks microwave?
Oh no!
What a bummer.
Yeah, no, I think it was, but the microwave still worked after that. We were fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You ever put a marshmallow in the microwave?
Yeah, I think it blows huge. Up.
Yeah.
I think we put marshmallow fluff in the microwave.
I had a neighbor who was a sociopath that did that to an animal. It was a frog. I didn't see it.
Do they swell up like mushrooms?
Yeah.
Marshmallows. Sorry.
They do. It was not pretty.
Do mushrooms swell up?
Don't do that, people. It's disgusting, and you're a bad person. I'm pretty sure that guy's in jail.
I would hope so.
He was for sure a serial killer.
My God.
Yeah.
So, back to batteries.
Oh, I don't think we ever explained that.
Why?
Alkalines.
How are some of them rechargeable, and others they just, like, I fucking quit being a battery now. I'm done.
I would assume what is inside of it, like the liquid that is inside of it, holds a recharge better than. So, like, I think what they
there's liquid in
batteries. Alkaline. Yes.
But it's in a liquid state?
Yeah. So, whenever you.
You can't solidify alkaline?
I don't know.
But you ever shake a battery?
No.
You hear any liquid? I know. I'm just kidding. You can't.
Oh, I was like, I'm going to go shake a battery right now.
I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, okay. Don't do that.
Go on,
there's no air in it. That's why you don't hear the shaking.
Yeah, you big dumb idiot.
Whoa, fuck me.
But I feel like what they do is, like, on the inside of either the rechargeable or the non-rechargeable, there's a certain ratio.
Oh God.
Of whatever chemicals. I don't know what chemicals it is specifically, but it's a different ratio. Like, that one will hold its charge for longer. So, like, those are the ones that aren't rechargeable.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
they'll last longer in one use, but then the other one doesn't hold its charge as long, but it can recharge.
Do you remember when I told you that sometimes when you explain things, my brain turns off and I like spend the entire time you're talking trying to turn it back on, and then by the end I've not heard anything?
That's what happened to me just then too.
Oh, I've never told you that?
No, I'm glad that we've found this out on the mansplaining episode.
Hey, to be fair, it happens with me and everybody. So if you talk to me for too long about something, my brain goes, goodbye. And then it turns itself
I've had enough of this. Thank you. My eyes will maintain contact, but...
I think I got it, but I can't... I wouldn't be able to regurgitate it back to you right now.
Yeah, because, like, when you recharge a battery, you just, like, put it back on a thing, and it's, like, fill up my juices again, but, like, the juices aren't getting refilled. It's
well, that's
just,
the
like,
same thing with our phone batteries.
Energizing
How the fuck does that work?
You're putting electricity... Like, you're flowing electricity back into the, again, like,
nucleus.
Cells in the... I mean, there's a nucleus in the cells that are in there.
Sweet.
Mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cells.
I do know that.
But if there's one thing I do know, it's about mitochondria.
But, I mean, you can't recharge a battery on nothing. Like, you have to flow electricity through it. And
has
that
anyone ever tried?
Electricity gets stored. And that's how...
It traps it in there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then why can't it just keep it trapped?
Because as you're using the thing that you're using the battery with and for, it
drains it.
Yeah, you're expelling that
your
energy.
Yeah, just sounded like you stupid fuck. Yeah,
yeah, dumb,
you absolute idiot,
dumb, dumb, big, dumb, dumb head.
Okay,
guys, should I do this mansplaining again? Let me know. It's been very fun.
What? Who are you talking to right now? My fans out there.
Hey, fans.
Hey, Shane fam. hit me up.
What is the most important thing to you when it comes to menstrual care?
I would say probably not having to worry about leaking, going about my day, and not worrying about having to run to the bathroom when you feel that, oh, what's coming out of there?
I think I'd agree.
Yeah.
And that's why we're excited to tell you about Flex.
If you want a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, you've got to try Flex.
There's the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use menstrual disc that fits perfectly inside your body.
It's not a cup, and it's better than a tampon. It's unlike any period product you've ever seen before. One Flex disc can be worn for up to 12 hours, and it holds as much flow as 3 super tampons.
Plus, you can wear it for mess-free period sex.
Yes, my white sheets love that for me.
Flex discs also create 60% less waste compared to pads and tampons, so they are planet-friendly.
And if you want to go with zero waste and have the planet love you even more, you can pick up the Flex Cup, a reusable menstrual cup that Cosmo rated number one.
The patented pull tab makes Flex the only cup on the market that removes like a tampon. It's so easy. You already know how to use it and you won't lose it.
Yes, which is very important. It's also disability friendly and made with beginners in mind. So when I say like this is easier to use than tampons. I really, truly believe that.
Well, this beginner is grateful for that.
Yes. It's also velvety soft and completely body safe, and it lasts for years.
So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/tangents and use code tangents for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits.
Or 10% off your first Flex Cup. Plus, you get free U.S. shipping. That's code tangents at flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/tangents.
I'm sorry. Nope, I lost where I was going with that. So here's my next one.
Yeah.
Should we keep going?
Yeah. We're only at 20 some minutes.
Okay, I don't understand. So this is something I said to Corey the other night, and he was like, I don't have time for you. Literally. It was snow. We got that hard snow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the snow started to melt. I said I wasn't going to say this one.
It rained first. It rained
and then it snowed and then it rained again and then the snow started melting, so it was all packed.
Yeah, lots of ice, lots of snow.
Yeah. On your roof, how do our fucking roofs not cave in? Mm-hmm. I don't understand
it. Of a house?
Of a house.
So obviously there has been many years of innovation in house building.
Because that probably did happen before?
Absolutely, back in the day.
For 100%. Sure, because there's some...
straw can't hold snow very well.
Yeah.
Mud? Come on, bitch.
Yeah, for sure not.
But wood is surprisingly strong.
Okay, that blows my mind. Nah. Yeah. I don't understand that, but I'll take your word for it, because trees. And
Oh my God, the weather trees have to withstand?
But sometimes they don't. And then I'm like, how strong is fucking wind?
For sure.
Because holy shit.
But so whenever you're building a roof, you have, they're called trusses, and those are like the triangle things that make the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Those, there's some architecture and structural science in that too, that makes it super stable with this, like that's why it's a triangle. Triangles are very stable compared to like squares or whatever.
What?
Yeah. Cause you're, it's in.
Oh yeah. Because it doesn't have like a weak.
Yeah. Where, point. Where you're putting the pressure on a triangle, it's harder for it to cave in compared to like a square.
My mind is blowing right now, but okay.
It's blowing?
It's just inside. It's like... But I am blown away.
So, those trusses are separated by a certain amount of inches each.
Yes.
In the roof. And then that, there's...
I'm sure construction workers know all about
that. Mm-hmm. I don't... I don't know.
We have a lot of construction worker listeners.
That's then, basically
we're all hot on the construction sites.
But then they put plywood on it, on top of those trusses to make the actual roof.
Okay.
And then they put like a water protective barrier, either tarp or whatever. Then they put shingles on it.
Wait, so there's tarp on my house right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What?
It's kind of like trash bag consistency.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
No, it is.
I have shingled a roof before. Have you?
What?
What was under those shingles?
It's like paper.
Okay. Whatever. Water resistant paper.
He says whatever. No.
Why have you shingled a roof?
Yo, who the fuck are you?
You guys love shingle roofs?
Not in my spare time, no.
Neither your cousin slash best friend slash whatever or your life partner knows that you shingle fucking roofs in your spare time.
I haven't shingled plural roofs.
You've just one?
Roofs? What's the plural of roof?
Roofs. Roofs?
See?
Is it a V?
See.
Roofs.
Hooves. Why isn't it roofing roofs? my grandpa needed some new shingles on his house, and I like being on roofs.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you fucking weirdo. I hate you. I would go to Jerry's house and she'd be like, come out on my roof. And I'm like, I'm deathly afraid of lights.
Oh my God. I used to crave being on my roof. I would just sit up there and stare at Walmart. Like, wow, how majestic. The beauty. But my grandpa needed some new shingles and my aunt was doing it. And I was like, I want to help. And she's like, okay. And so I got on top of the roof and I was throwing shingles off. And then I was helping her lay the new paper down and nailing the new shingles in.
Okay. So this brings me to my next question.
Okay.
What the fuck shingles? I'm just kidding.
You had them. You should know.
I did have shingles.
Honestly, you all could have shingles if you've had the chicken pox.
Yeah, actually, we all do. You have the virus inside of you. It's just whether it comes out or not. And mine did. But so why do you have to replace your shingles so that it doesn't get to that?
Yeah, because you
paper.
Yeah, because like the rain and the weather period like wears it out.
Mm, see, so, that makes sense to me.
So the shingles are not like forever.
No.
But your roof is.
Yeah, because the shingles protect the roof.
If your shingles protect the roof, yeah. Right?
So yeah. That's why you need to replace those shingles if they get fucky.
Yeah. If your shingles start to go, you got to get them replaced, because if you leave them go, then the wood and everything below the shingles gets messed up, and then you're in for a much bigger bill than just shingles.
Yeah. Shingles is expensive. It took me 2 weeks to recover.
I can't financially recover from this.
I'm never going to financially recover from this.
Can you believe he asked for a fucking pardon?
Yeah, from
and
Trump?
He thinks he's going
to
get it.
Is that who he has to ask, the president?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And the president's like, think about it.
Maybe.
Think about it. Because in the pardon, he's like, if there's anyone I've ever looked up to, it's you. And it's like, I'm pretty fucking sure that's true.
Wait, and
you absolute con artist.
Didn't...
Oh, sorry.
It's true. Didn't he run as like libertarian if he was the governor? So I don't understand.
Did he run for governor?
He ran for some political office, but yes, he ran for libertarian.
Yeah.
And gave out political condoms
to children. Yeah.
Can you guys believe that was in fucking like what?
That was this year.
April?
That was this year.
It feels like it was 5 years ago, mm-hmm. and also yesterday. So yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah. Wild times. Okay. So next one. I'm going to stick with the technology lane. So I want to, again, with the whole, you know, some batteries are just like after you're done and then others get recharged. Why does some internet come from the wall and some just travels through the air?
Yeah, explain Wi-Fi.
So they all...
And or Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah.
They all start
airdropping.
In a...
Oh, my God, airdropping.
Doesn't make any sense.
Is that Bluetooth?
I think. I don't have an iPhone, so I don't actually know what it is.
Airdropping is, when I first saw it, I was weirded out by it. But let's start with the first question.
Okay, so we get
internet
ahead of ourselves.
All starts in a physical place.
What? What does it look like?
Well, it's not physically internet, but I'm saying like it's all wired. It
I
starts
like to see
wired.
Your internet, please.
It starts wired. Like you can't create Wi-Fi.
Through the
without
air. Ethernet,
yeah, without something connected to
I don't know
the
that
internet.
Just keep saying buzzwords.
Yeah, that's all I'm good for.
No, but it's true. Like you can't make Wi-Fi without something hardwired, without something actually connected to the internet.
My thing, my box with the green lights.
Yes,
got it.
Yeah.
So, sometimes they go red, and I have to flip it on and flip it off.
I don't like what you just did with your fingers there. What do you do to your Wi-Fi box?
I really give it a little tickle, and I call it father.
I gotta go flick the father. The internet's on the fritz. So?
Okay.
Wi-Fi.
So Wi-Fi is essentially just... getting that internet signal and
what's
making
the Wi-Fi box called?
The router.
Yeah,
nice.
It converts nice. The signal that it's reading,
okay,
into waves.
Ooh, airwaves, sound yeah. waves, got
airwaves,
it. Airwaves,
like just like radio, the same thing.
How do we not all have cancer?
Because scary. They're
but how? How?
It's in the air.
I see. No. How am I looking at that box over there?
And my
it
phone
is the
works.
Reason my phone works. Or there's a tower somewhere. There's a metal tower somewhere, and it's like,
oh wait, I made that joke,
message.
But we can't make any kind of 5G jokes. Because people are really serious about
oh, yeah,
that
no.
right now.
But yeah, it creates radio waves or some sort of wave.
Frequencies.
Yeah, frequencies that are... No, that's right. You're right.
I just keep throwing out words
I know.
That I think sound
are
right.
Are you a man?
I think so.
You know so much.
Thank you. I just like to read. I read what men write.
Oh, yeah, it can...
Female artists, I'm like, you dumb bitch. You're trying, but God.
It converts... The router converts what it's... The information that it's bringing in into waves to talk
is
with your
phone.
Is
there a world where I can see it?
No.
Ooh.
But
that'd be kind of cool, though.
Is there like, you know, not, like infrared?
It's magic elf.
When you have like infrared light, you can see heat, but like I can't see heat right now. Correct?
Well, we don't have infrared lights, so.
Correct.
Infrared is the right thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So under what condition can I see fucking waves and frequencies?
Mean, I don't know if there's a technology to like.
I feel like there's
got to like. Can't like look through a camera and see the
you
waves.
You don't know?
No, I don't know.
Huh.
I bet there's.
I never heard a man say that.
I bet there's a device that like. Because I know that there's a device where you can create a sound wave and you can see like the actual wave, what it looks like.
Ooh.
Mm.
But like you're not looking through a camera, like it's grabbing the electricity and it yeah. But it's you're not looking through like an infrared camera and looking out into like you can't like span the room and see the
There's
waves.
A very good chance that everyone is making this all the fuck up. Because that doesn't seem like a real thing that could happen.
Well, that's how I feel about like space.
But that's okay. Then why do people believe in Wi-Fi and not God?
Oh, no, we're not gonna have that talk.
Sierra, why do you believe in Wi-Fi and not the Lord?
Well, if God was making my phone work.
He might be.
Well,
what if he's like, you dumb bitch, I have been this whole time.
I know. Send me a message.
I send you all your messages.
You got my number. Come on.
It's weird. It's weird that I can't see this shit that's just like happening.
I don't like that either. I don't understand germs for that reason.
Yes.
Or bacteria.
Oh my God. Have you ever had the situation where like you feel like you can feel germs?
Yes.
But you nothing know you has can't. Happened and there's like nothing visible on your hand, but all of a sudden like your anxiety goes to your fingertips and it's like we're here.
I can feel these crawling.
Yes.
You ever see the videos of like the bacteria and stuff that lives in your eyelashes if you don't wash your like makeup off?
Ooh. That's why I always have stuff in my eyes.
Dude, it's very creepy.
I never wash my makeup off. You know why? Because
you can't do that.
The next day.
It's already
I don't
done.
Have to reapply.
That's actually what my mascara is right now. But now Same. That I'm talking about that, I feel like I want to go wash it off
if
right
you
now.
Ever see mascara on my face.
It's been on there for days.
Honestly, I just keep adding more coats.
I can't do
I'm
that.
I'm not 100% sure there are actual hairs underneath all of this.
It's just leftover mascara.
I just keep putting more on. I'm afraid to wash it off at this point.
Oh, so that's why we can't see it. It's not because your hair color.
It's because they're not there. Surprise.
Truly.
Oh,
did you just
funny.
Fucking diss my eyelashes?
A little bit.
Ooh, wow. On the air.
Wow.
All right. I got another one for you because you're in.
Hit him with a big fatty.
Don't hit me with anything fat.
Big is okay. That's.
Hello, fatties. All right, here's my question. Are you in finance?
Yeah.
What's a 401k? I don't fucking get mm-hmm. it.
Honestly, I just know that you put money into it and then you're
I've stumped him.
No.
Yes, we've stumped the man. Mansplained.
Man stumped.
It's not stumped. I'm still answering.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We got excited.
But so you put your whatever you decide to put in from your paycheck. And if
you decide, or
oh,
the bank?
Yeah,
yeah no,
say,
you
your
decide.
Company doesn't. You
well,
decide.
I didn't decide any of that. I think I have stuff.
Oh my God.
You should check that out and see where it is.
She's got stuff.
I'm gonna storm into
it's,
my previous.
It's probably
and be like, where is the 401k's kept?
But so you decide how much you want to put into it, and then if your company's nice, they'll match it. And then from what I know, it's based on the stock market.
That brings me to my next question. So what the fuck is a stock market?
If the stock market
there's
drops,
bulls and bears, I know that.
Then your 401k
goes down.
Well, that's risky business.
It is risky business, and I know a lot of people who this year were all pissy, but guess what? It's going up now,
it's
bitches.
Fine now. Yeah.
Time out. So if I put money into my 401k and it does poorly, do I lose money?
And when do you get your 401k? When you retire?
Yeah, you lose the money that you put in. Not all of it, but you lose.
So do you just want to hope that when you retire that the stock market's up?
That seems like a real shit retirement plan. It's like, well, we'll fucking see.
No, but the 401k uses, like, it's called the S&P 500. And those are...
Is that NASCAR?
No, it's not. It's the 500 companies that, like, stock... I don't know what the S&P stands for, actually. But it's the 500 companies that have been going up gradually and...
Steadily.
Nice.
Yes. So it is an extremely low risk thing. That's why every company.
No risk, no reward, pussies.
That's why every company does it. But obviously this pandemic kind of threw a wrench in just about everything. So, like if you have a 401k, I don't think you get more money if the stock market's doing better.
Then
I just think.
Because you can lose it, but no gain.
You gain it. Like, you gain interest on it.
Oh.
But you don't gain more interest because the stock market's better.
But don't you gain interest in, like, a bank account? Why would you put it in there?
Because you gain more interest for a 401k. Because
I don't think my bank account's been gaining any interest.
A checking account will not gain interest. Saving account might.
There's my problem. I'm never out of savings.
It's not a goddamn thing in my savings.
I got $5 in mine.
I also used to work for a bank, so yes, I do know this.
Oh, okay. He's got banking down.
Yeah. But yeah, so...
I'm not allowed to... We have a shared account. I don't have access to it.
That's probably for the best.
It is for the best, because...
But do you... Can you spend
it? I'm irresponsible.
Yeah, she can spend it, but I tell her and be like, hey, don't.
You've never told me that.
No, because we've never had to do that.
Richie Rich bitch.
Just kidding. We're dirt poor. Please send us money.
Seriously, me too.
Our kids need to eat. I keep spending it all on wine.
But I think the reason why the 401k goes off of the stock market is because that money is put into
the stock market?
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's why it can use it.
I have a question. My friend Rachel used to be in finance, and she was telling me that we need to open these things up for our kids.
I know.
But she said if I do it and then tell you that I've done it, that you will think it's hot. Will you think it's hot if I make financial decisions for our family independently?
Yes.
Wow.
Now I'm going to leave.
No, you know what to do. You go home and you... buy a bond. Oh my god. That's a thing I have a question about.
What in the fuck are bonds?
Honestly, here's
stocks and bonds.
Here's the thing
stocks.
That bothers me about bonds. I'm going to buy money.
I don't know.
And they're like,
hey,
this money is going to be more money. But like, you have to wait a very long time.
That's what it is?
Right?
Ew, I hate that.
Yeah. So when you buy bonds, you.
He looks so bored talking about it. His eyes are closed.
No, this was, I hated cashing these things in because I had to do it at the bank.
Yeah.
So, but you buy a bond and at the time of purchase.
If you guys just heard his swallow, I almost just punched him in the face. I need you to know that.
That
was my misophonia. It's very close to my ear. Sorry, go ahead. Bonds.
Yeah.
Bonds,
so when you purchase a bond.
Barry Bonds.
James Bonds.
At the time of purchase. From what I remember, it's worth about half of what you purchased it for.
What the fuck? So you lose money initially?
Yes.
Of the hope that it's like, well, hey, give us more money than this is worth right now, and we'll promise we'll give you more later. That sounds like a bully on the playground.
Yeah, but it's guaranteed.
Oh. Nothing in life is guaranteed.
So
let him explain bonds.
When you purchase it, you wait a certain amount of time depending on what the bond is.
Okay.
And then it either goes up by 50% of what you purchased it for. So like, if you purchased a $100 bond, by the end of its lifespan, it'll be worth $150. Most of them double what you purchased it for. But that was a thing that they did. It was very popular when we were youngins.
I was told we had before bonds. That.
We have a lot of bonds.
Yeah.
We do?
Well, I have a lot of bonds. My other grandma also got me bonds.
I think that our grandma did too, didn't she?
Potentially, but I
never saw those.
I cashed in a lot of my bonds to buy my laptop for school.
Yeah, I didn't.
But I still have more.
I haven't seen any of my bonds.
My mom feel said like I have them at the house still, and honestly, I would like them now.
Yeah, go get your bonds, girl.
Where are my bonds at?
Oh my God, that scared me.
100% I thought someone was walking down the steps.
So did I.
Who the fuck?
That scared me?
That's a ghosty.
There's no ghosts here.
What was that then?
It was the air turning on.
Oh, yeah.
Why is there air turning on in the winter?
It's the mister?
Heat. Oh, likely story.
It sounded like sticky feet.
It did sound like sticky feet. It sounded like when you walk in the house.
Have you ever on like tile floor, but your footless, but you're shoeless?
Yes.
And then your feet stick to it. It sounded like that. Sticky feet on the tile floor. I'm scared as fuck.
I know. That was weird. Right. Why do you have that face?
Because I don't know.
That's my next question. Why do you look like that?
We've had some drinks and well, I've been sad.
Well, I look like this because
you listened
my
to
mother,
last week, you know why.
My yeah. mother and father.
Oh, God. Are you about to explain genetics to me?
You actually taught that in your one of your classes.
I did
you?
Teach.
Genetics. Corey just took a genetics class.
Yeah.
Genetics.
Listen, yeah. I'm confused as fuck though because according to all of my knowledge, my children should not look like me.
Yeah.
They should have
it
brown
doesn't
hair,
make any
brown
sense.
Eyes. The fact
your
they,
children don't make any sense genetically.
not
unless you
at all.
Just like a plant made your own.
No. How about this? There are male and female plants.
Do they... oh, yeah. The stamen. Do they fuck each other?
Yeah. How does plant sex work?
No, I got it. I got an answer to this one. So it's there's stamen...
and hymen.
And pollen.
Oh.
And bees help plants fuck.
Oh wow,
because they get in there. That's why the plants are like, come suck my pollen. Because if you do, you can make honey, but also get some of this sex dust on you.
Yeah.
And then when you go to a different plant, you shrug it off, and then that plant is like, I'm inseminated.
Yeah, that's that stuff I like.
Yeah,
but like also the wind does that.
Sure, the wind, why not?
Also
and other
save the bees.
Dogs. What'd you say?
Save the bees.
Yeah, please save the bees. We need our flowers to fuck each other. It's important.
It is important. Without flower fucking, we'll be gone in 4 years. That's what they say.
That's
right?
What they say. I want to make a t-shirt that says, without flower fucking, we'll be dead in 40 years.
Is it 40?
Who knows?
I think it's 40, but...
I said 4. It's imperative that these flowers fuck.
Our lives depend on it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so...
I still think something.
I know.
Scary me.
My next one is, how do clouds work?
Who knows how to spill? Over on Sierra's end.
Actually, wait. Pause. How does coding work?
Wait, I like the clouds.
Coding?
I'm interested in the clouds. I don't know what
you
coding
got me
is.
On my nature, but I wasn't done with my technology.
All right.
We'll do clouds after.
Okay.
Okay, so here's the thing. Here's the thing about coding is that when we all had MySpace, you could type in.
I was so good at coding.
HTML. Yep.
Yes, in parentheses and like.
You can make your own backgrounds and stuff.
Yeah. So how does that happen? People just decided if I type this assortment of letters, then red hearts fall from the back of
this
page?
It's not just an assortment of letters that just randomly like, yeah, I'm going to figure this out.
But isn't it?
No, they make it
that way. For
us, it
was. Because we were just kids, like, fucking whatever. Yeah. But people know what they're doing.
Yeah, the people that created that code made...
People create codes?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
How do you code a code?
You know,
whoa. Codeception.
How do you think, like, Mac, like...
I try not to think about that.
But, like...
It's one of those things that I know exists and I don't want to know why.
So there's obviously technology has grown since the start of it and computers. Yeah. So like when computers first started, it was a DDoS system, which is, I know I'm going to explain it.
Did
I
you
know,
say DDoS?
DDoS.
DDoS.
La di-da. System.
But it was essentially just code. Like, okay. for the computer to work and to do what you wanted it to do, you had to type code. And that code, and this is one thing that I did learn, and I loved it because I thought it was, like, super weird but cool. But all the information in computers is just ones and zeros.
Yeah, that fucking freaks me out.
So what that means...
Is it called, like, binary or something?
Yeah, it's binary. So what that means is that... the one essentially means on,
yeah,
and the zero means off.
What?
Whoa.
So the connections that it's making with those ones and zeros is saying on, off, and the processors in the computers are reading that on, off sequence and converting it into something.
No, here's why I don't like this. Because essentially it's robots, and I don't trust that.
100%.
That's artificial intelligence, and
I don't
fucking
It's not artificial
it.
Intelligence because somebody made it that way. And it can't... It can't learn...
How the fuck does that make
red? It's going to get ahead of us.
It can't learn...
It's going to get ahead of us.
I mean, they are making AI.
How do you know it can't learn?
Because it's not programmed to learn.
Believe in it.
But if someone programs it to learn...
Then they're creating AI, which is happening.
Robots, I told you.
Yeah.
That's scary. I don't support
That's
it.
How they predict all of your stuff on social media.
You guys are getting into conspiracies now.
Oops. That's not a conspiracy. They literally said it.
Yeah, and robots
are real.
The people
who created it themselves said it. Oh my God, do I have to tell you about it?
They're not robots.
Do I have to tell you that robots aren't a conspiracy theory?
Robots exist, and also AI exists. We did not say they were one thing.
Hey.
We just said it at the same time. We say everything at the same time.
We can't help it. Honestly, it's kind of a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you know sex robots exist?
Yes, I do.
The old Gok Gok 3000?
What?
We don't
know that sex robots exist.
Well, you need to watch some TV because they do.
They do exist, yeah.
Why are you... Don't look at me like you've done something wrong and want my forgiveness.
Do you remember when Quibi was trying to be a thing?
What the fuck is Quibi?
What's a Quibi?
It was that one streaming service where they got, like, whenever the pandemic really started happening, it was that one streaming service.
Where you watched, like, the sex robots?
No. That was doing, like, 10-minute shorts.
Uh-huh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's where
I
saw the sex robots.
There were one of the ads that they kept pumping out was about that.
I don't like that you said pumping. We're trying to talk about.
Can we take issue with the pumping?
Can we get back to coding?
Sorry, coding. Yes.
Yeah, right. I care so much about this.
Whatever. So,
I would rather hear about clouds.
So, with the binary, with the ones and zeros, whenever you are trying to tell a computer something, and like. You're using letters. You're using symbols.
You're using your nice words.
I thought I was using ones and zeros.
It's taking those letters and symbols, making them.
Don't talk to me like how you're talking to me.
Well, you're interrupting me while I'm trying. I was literally about to explain that.
That's what we do here. Yeah. This is our show.
You gotta listen more.
He doesn't.
I know. Rude.
You're gonna have to listen to this one because you gotta put a lot of mansplains.
Do I have to put that stamp? It reminds me of, like, the...
Mushroom stamp?
No.
Jerry! Sorry. Sorry,
no.
Mom, again.
The Stephen.
No way she knows
my
what
mom
that is.
This
the
time.
Colbert
well,
stamp.
Well, she's going to ask me to explain it to her like I had to explain what truffle butter was.
Oh, yeah. We talked about truffle butter?
No, that was just we listened to the song. My mom was like, tell me about truffle butter.
Oh, and you're like, absolutely not.
No. Okay. I did, but, though.
I know what you're talking about with Colbert, though.
Yeah. So, but back to the letters and symbols that you type in to tell the computer what to do gets transferred into ones and zeros by its processor and then does the task.
Okay.
And that's why a single, like if you're coding, a single period can
fuck up
your, everything. Just not fuck it up, but
periods
just make it not
fuck up
work.
All of my shit.
Honestly.
Honestly, I'm sick of them.
Honestly.
A single period has fucked up my life. And
been
it's
there.
Fine.
Been there.
I'm okay now, but yeah. I'm sad.
Way to go.
All right, sorry. Let's talk about clouds.
So Sierra has a question.
What about clouds?
Wait, wasn't that Jerry's question first?
It was. It was.
I gave
mine.
It to her. She's oh, okay. sad.
I'm all sad. Right, I'm need this. I need this.
So, clouds?
I want to know specifically about Stratus cumulus.
I don't know a single thing about the different type of clouds.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
The way you said that,
I know it wasn't right.
I think it's stratocumulus.
But they're
Stratty Daddy clouds.
Stratty daddies.
Tell me about them Stratty daddies.
Cumulonimbus or something.
Yeah, that yeah. I know that is.
That's
one.
Harry Potter.
That's
all be stupid.
I was going to say, I just cast a spell.
Okay. A nimbus cloud is something.
But isn't the cumulonimbus, aren't those the real fluffy guys? Because those are the ones.
I don't know. I don't know the specifics of
yeah, I like the big tall guys.
Clouds.
I like the wispy ones.
Yeah, the ones that look like wallpaper in the pattern. Like, yeah, it looked like a snake went sideways on some sand.
Yeah, those are my favorites.
I like those.
That's a very direct description.
It's so good.
You know exactly what I'm talking about, though, huh?
Okay, so the clouds.
I like them Toy Story clouds. You know what I'm talking about.
I do know what you're talking about.
So remember earlier when we talked about the four states of matter?
Yes.
Okay.
If you fucking tell me clouds are plasma. Like,
no, they're not plasma.
God's up there with a giant microwave pumping these shits out.
Light bulb, let's go.
Every time he has an idea. And if they're really bad, Kansas is getting fucked up.
So the moisture in air is essentially gas down here.
Sure.
The fact that oxygen is liquid.
Real?
And also, like,
sorry,
H2O,
oxygen
right?
is liquid?
No, oxygen is not no, liquid.
That's water. That is liquid.
It's also solid and gas. So
hydrogen. Hydrogen and oxygen are both gases.
Yes.
But they make water. But you have to have two hydrogens.
What the fuck does that matter?
Two hydrogen molecules.
H2O.
I know, but just because you have two of a gas.
If you
and
just have
another
HO,
gas.
Then you just go, oh. And I don't know what that makes.
That's snow. You got
really?
Three hoes and it's snowing. Sorry, clouds. Tell me how they work, honey.
So the moisture in the air.
Mm-hmm. Is air wet?
That's some wet ass air.
So.
Wah.
Gas rises. Because of like density and stuff, like it the air that's chilling on the ground,
sure,
is denser than
the air in
some
the sky.
Of the gas. Yeah, so that's so some of the gas and moisture rises,
mm-hmm.
and as it hits a certain point in the atmosphere,
mm-hmm.
that's why like if you've ever seen like pictures of Earth from space. That it's kind of, or I mean, if you're
don't trust those,
even if you're in an airplane, it, but when you're in an airplane,
yeah, you ever driven
up.
Through some clouds?
Yeah, it you and like you're above the clouds, it's just like a blanket.
Yes,
like it's a layer of clouds. So
I don't
once
like that.
Once the moisture hits a certain atmospheric pressure,
because it can't go up any higher.
Exactly, it starts to condense because mm-hmm. it can't go up any higher.
Ah.
So that's when it creates a visible.
But we can.
go up higher.
Time out. That's some clouds are lower.
Yeah, some clouds are lower, but that's because...
Are you trying to tell me they fell?
You ever touch a cloud?
No, but I think that's...
Yes.
Shut up.
Yes.
We did when we went to...
in the mountain.
On our honeymoon.
That's actually very cool.
We were on the top. We were at the tallest place this side of the Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we were standing on top of this mountain, and we literally watched the clouds come in, and just like you couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
You were just like in the cloud.
We were in the cloud.
Okay, that's fucking super cool.
It was pretty dope.
Yeah.
But... I think that's where the different types of clouds come in.
Do you remember the cute couple we met up there? There was this couple up there. And I swear to God, it was us who time traveled.
Yeah.
Because the wife was literally standing on a bench and just with her arms out being like, I love to touch the clouds. And the husband was just sitting there like looking at his phone. And he's like, she likes to do this at least like 5 times a month. I don't know. We come up here as often as we can so she can touch the clouds. And I'm like, I want to touch the clouds. And Shane's like, so how...
Yeah, that's us in 50 years.
That's amazing. I love that woman.
That's us in 30 years.
Yeah, so if you think I can make it up a mountain when I'm 80, I have news for you.
Well, I was talking about like when we were on that honeymoon, so like 5 years
75?
Ago.
Okay.
Yeah, your grandpa's like 88 and he's still trucking.
He doesn't know that he's my grandpa.
Yes, he does.
Okay.
But yeah, that's how I think
condensation gathers.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it white?
Yep.
That I don't know.
Great question.
Sometimes they're gray. I think that's when they're fuller.
Why are colors?
Just that question. Why are colors?
I have an answer to that.
Hey,
you do?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I have a real question. Do you guys all think we see the same colors?
No.
You think all of us have a different perception of what colors are?
Yes.
I do too. How weird.
I think they're close.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like, we all see...
What color is this?
Green?
Yeah. Okay. So, like, we can all see the general color of what it's supposed to be other than color.
We agree the shade.
Yeah, other than colorblind people. But I'm sorry for them. That really does suck.
That's my boyfriend.
You can tell he's so different than us because we'd be like, fuck you, colorblind people. Colors are great.
But I do think in a minuscule part of it, we do see colors differently.
Because why do some people have preferences? Like, some people are like, I fucking love mustard. And other people are like, mustard is the ugliest color. And it's like, maybe you're not seeing the same color.
You know what?
Love mustard.
I love it because it looks good with my hair.
Yeah, it does. It looks good with my hair, too.
Yep.
Mustard looks good
on
me.
I like colors that make me look nice.
Period. I understand
that. That's why you don't see pink in my house at all.
No.
Except on that box, which we need to throw away.
Okay. I don't like pink on me either.
It's just a box.
You leave it alone.
Why do we need an Instant Pot box just chilling in the basement?
Oh, I thought you meant that we needed to throw it away because it had pink on it.
No, because it's just an empty box.
Okay.
I'm more upset about its lack of function.
Exactly. Thank you.
I get that.
Last thing about clouds, though.
Okay.
So when the moisture condenses,
they get heavy,
and that's why rain falls, because
that's also why we cry.
Oh, because sometimes I feel heavy.
Yeah.
And I cry.
My emotions feel real heavy, and I go cry.
And sometimes it turns to snow, because I'm cold on the inside, and I'm broken.
You're an icy bitch.
I'm an icy bitch. My tears are snowdrops. I lick them. Mm-hmm.
All right, so what else do you guys want to know about? Do you want to know about colors?
Oh,
you have knowledge about colors for us?
Yeah, colors.
Let's end it with a color. All the colors.
I want
to... Oh.
Yeah.
Shane has another one he'd like to answer that we talked about at the beginning. Go ahead. Yes.
But so colors are actually, I think they're pretty cool, is because the color that you're seeing is actually not what it is. So what you're seeing is the light that's refracting. I think it's refracting, but I wanted to say reflecting as well.
Lights are colors.
Yes.
So when light hits whatever...
Also in mirrors.
When light hits whatever object is there, all of the colors are reflected except one. And that one that isn't reflected is the one that you see.
That one when you put your face really close
close to something is black?
No, I think that's just because there's not enough light there.
There's no light. Quit digging your head into the blanket.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to figure it out.
What if one time you pulled away and it was a different color? Would you freak the fuck out?
I honestly would. That happened one time and I was tripping. Actually, I was tripping one time. Sorry, Mom.
I've never tripped, so please tell me.
And my boyfriend was, at the time, was sitting beside me, and I was talking to him, and he was sitting beside a plaid lamp, and I was looking at the lamp and looking at him, and then when I turned back to talk to him, his whole face was plaid. I was like, ah!
So, you know why that happens?
Please, tell me.
So, in your eyes, there are cylinders and cones.
And eyeballs freak me the fuck out. I don't want to know about them.
Sure.
So
that's a hole.
I know. I hate
that's
that.
That's a hole. But it's also directly back to your brain.
Yeah, and that's where light comes through.
That's fucking
so you
weird.
Can see.
I hate that.
It is super weird. But those, whenever you're on something that's altering your mind, those cones and those cylinders react differently. So they either, like, if you're on LSD.
Uh-huh.
Your brain is allowing your eyes to pull in more light.
Oh,
so
because your pupils are dilated.
It's not just because of that. There's also like a chemical reaction.
Oh.
No, I mean that is true, but like it's like your eyes, your brain allows your eyes to pull in more light, and that's again what allows you to see, like when people see more colors or when people see things moving, is that your brain is reacting to the light waves in a different way than it normally does.
Oh, I think like you can train yourself to see more colors.
I think you can too, because you see so many more colors than I do.
Yeah.
But
I
mean, they're just shades of colors. They're not like specific actual colors, but yeah, like
so he was talking about like,
yeah.
How many people are you seeing over here?
You do for me too. Or wait, what you do
honestly,
more than me too.
I think I see more colors because of my job.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys
but
know
I think
that I'm
you
like
could
legally
see
blind.
Them, but you're just like not noticing that you're seeing them.
I'm like legally blind.
Well, I think it was a scientific study where women can actually see more shades of color than men can.
Mm. Oh, that's gonna be special.
But I wonder if that's like I don't know why I said again.
Women
but
rule and men drool.
I wonder if that's like an instinctual, like primitive.
Because we had to pick the berries.
Straight up, though, you had to pick the right berries.
Did you just call us berry?
No,
pickers?
I'm saying like in like primitively like evolving.
He could be right.
You
did
guys
you say evolving,
evolving,
volvoing,
volvoing,
with
volving.
Evolving to your berries, you piggy bitches.
No, but you like.
I love that both of our minds went to berries. Yeah.
There's so many colors.
We know what you're fucking saying
for sure.
As humanity evolved, and obviously gender stereotypes diminished, that
diminished like they don't exist.
They still do exist, but they're. You're not over here picking berries.
No, we're just
over
doing
here
your dishes.
Patriarchy.
Exactly.
I mean, smashing the patriarchy.
Every Wednesday. But I think that might have been a trait that stayed with the female gender.
Don't you think it would have been more?
Just in case we had to find berries again, they're like, we're going to let them keep this.
No, but I mean, that's
like
why
it
you
would have
see
been
like
more helpful for guys because you guys had to hunt and like our berries don't move.
Yeah, but
cryptids do.
They don't move.
But a shade, a different shade of color might be the difference between poisonous and edible.
Oh, life and death.
See, ours are the hunting moved, so like we just had to see motion.
That's true.
You know, it didn't matter what color it was.
Matter.
We could have fucking seen black and white, and as long as it moved and roared, we would have killed it. You know,
how many deers do you hear roaring? Where are you hunting for food?
All right. But yeah,
oh,
so
that was
fun. I do think that women definitely see more colors. I mean,
I love that he was trying to give us a compliment by saying that we see more colors than men.
And we were so mean about
it. And we were like, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, you fucking oh, yeah? No, we don't. We don't see shit. We're blind as hell. Take it back.
I am actually blind. I keep saying that. You guys you don't are. Hear me, but it's
no, so I hear you. You. We just don't acknowledge care. It. Oh. I mean, we don't acknowledge it.
No, it's fine. I got like a fucking astigmatism.
I have an astigmatism.
Yeah, but I'm also blind.
Yeah, I'm not. I do know. You've been blind.
I've been blind
you
for
stay blind.
I've been blind for years.
Do you want to answer one more? Shane would like to tell you guys where sound comes from.
Oh, yay! I actually want to know this.
So, question for you two. Oh. I think, Jerry, you know the answer to this, so I guess it's just for Sierra.
So let me answer. Yay!
I guarantee I don't know.
If a tree falls in a forest...
Oh, God.
...and no one is around to hear it, does it make a sound?
No.
No. Yes!
No.
Correct answer is no.
Bullshit!
It doesn't.
It does not make a sound. So
because something has to get the waves.
Would you?
Yeah, you're not a man.
I'm trying to mansplain this.
Shut
because,
your vagina.
Because I have a degree in this.
Okay, this is he's like, this is the one thing
oh
I
my
have
God,
a degree.
You paid money to figure out that nothing makes a sound. Hold if on, no wait, one's there to hear it.
Was there a question in one of your classes that was this question?
Yes, and it was my favorite question of all.
Okay, 100%. So tell me about it. I want to know.
So
That was your favorite thing that you learned at school?
It's interesting.
You're mean.
Yeah, you're being a mean bitch.
I didn't say that. She said that. I
listen.
Say that.
I'll
I
fight you later. I'll
listen, of all the things that you got to do.
He said learn, not do.
Learn? I didn't go to school and I know that.
Oh, I didn't know that. And I didn't go to school. First out.
That was the coolest thing you learned for sure.
It was the most interesting thing because that was always like a question that everybody asked. Like, does it if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's around here, does it make sound?
The bear shits in the woods.
That's what I was going to say. Does it still stink?
Does it?
I don't know.
No.
Shit doesn't stink.
Not if somebody can smell it or if somebody can't smell it.
I feel like. Okay. All right. But, give me the sound.
So with sound, what happens... And I'll just use the tree in the forest thing while Jerry glares at me.
I'm still trying to figure out if shit smells if no one's there.
I don't know that one.
This is important to us.
But so the way sound works is it moves air.
Okay.
It's just air movement. So with music, there's different frequencies. Like, so you hear a bass and you can feel it.
Friggin' love bass so much.
Yeah. That is a certain frequency range. So it's like...
Hang on. Real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Is there a reason why when I hear bass, I want to shake my ass? Like, biologically, does that have to do with the berries too?
Yep.
Yeah,
because
probably.
I'm like... I can't not. Even
that's
when I'm at
the men were coming home.
If I'm at a bat mitzvah.
Have you ever been to a bat mitzvah?
Never, but if I was to go to one...
When the group of huntsmen came home and it sounded like
do do do, we were like
yeah.
There's some hoes in this house.
Some hoes in this hut.
There's just hoes in the woods.
Sorry, sound.
Sorry.
And so the bass frequency is super low. Okay. Like that's why you can feel it.
Guttural.
Yeah.
Loving it. Okay.
And the waves are
deeper.
Yes. More spaced apart, shorter. Actually.
Oh.
Not shorter.
Longer.
The way you measure waves is in time.
Deeper.
Okay.
So a bass wave, for it to go up, down, and back to zero, takes longer for that to happen than if, like, a triangle. Mm-hmm. Like the instrument, a triangle, it's really high pitched.
Sure.
For it to make a full rotation, go up and down, back up, it's super quick.
Ting.
So essentially, those are vibrations in the air. So like the faster vibration, the higher the pitch.
Ooh.
So
I'm excited.
The way that sound happens is your ear grabs, the vibrations go in your ear and your ear and brain
wiggle
interpret it.
Okay.
So your ear is shaped the way that it is.
Yeah, because it allows the air,
like a conch
the vibration.
Shell?
Yeah.
Yes. Do you
so,
know why I know this?
Because you probably had to teach it in science class in Claymont or something.
No, because I work with the deaf community, and it was helpful to know how sound worked for them.
Okay, that's great. You I'm brought proud. Me on here to mansplain. I was excited to answer this question, and you have smashed it.
You killed his excitement.
Keep going. Keep going.
So, if
tell the people about sound.
If a tree does fall and no one is there,
but
to
we don't
hear
have
it,
our ears to go blah, 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 blah.
It just makes vibrations in the air. It doesn't make
what
actual
the
sound.
Fuck?
You know what? This was the actual most mansplained question because I already told you that 15 minutes ago.
Okay, but he explained it more in depth.
I know because he mansplained it.
Yeah, that's very nice.
Thank so you're
you.
Welcome.
I'm glad you did.
Thank you.
But also, why do you sound so scary?
Yeah.
I think that's just how your why brain so interprets big? Them.
Like thunder? Why the fuck?
Thunder isn't scary to me, though.
It scares the fuck out of me. I still don't understand how thunder works, but we'll talk about that later if you want, unless you want to answer it now, because
yeah,
I don't
guys,
understand thunder.
You
want to
answer it?
Yeah, it's oh. actually pretty quick.
Oh.
So, lightning, whenever it happens, it goes from the clouds to the ground.
Or sometimes the ground
I thought
or,
it came from the ground up.
No.
I think it can do either. Haven't you ever seen them just across
I'm
the sky?
I'm pretty sure it comes from the ground up.
I'm pretty sure it does not. so.
Google
that. I have a video to show you and I will show it to you. They did the slow-mo guys did a slow-mo video of lightning. Mm-hmm. And it is insanely fast. What actually happens is, so from the air, lightning like tries to find the quickest route to
the part you see comes from the ground up.
Right.
But this is why. The whenever like the lightning tries to find the fastest route to the ground. Okay. So like that's like you'll see essentially arms coming out mm-hmm. and then once it finds that quickest route,
that's where it goes.
It's immediate.
Yeah.
So, but when that happens, that immediacy splits the air.
Yeah.
In that region. And thunder is when the air comes back together.
What?
And sound, like the way sound works is why when you say count how many seconds you hear thunder and that's how far
that's
away,
how far
it,
away
is,
it is.
It's because the speed of sound.
Sorry, I'm so excited about
the speed of sound, like, regulates that. So like when you hear thunder, like the minute you see lightning, it's like it's right next
close.
To you. Yeah.
Also, when it shakes your whole house, it's just because it's the vibration of it.
Yep.
It was a very close lightning situation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
and it's
God.
the impact of the air coming back together.
Thunder scares the shit. But I guess that's not something to be afraid of.
Mm-hmm. No, it's the lightning you need to be afraid of.
And the wind. I'm so scared of the wind.
Mm-hmm. But don't be afraid of snow on your house.
In your house?
On your house.
On your house, yeah. Well, now I'm not afraid of it anymore.
Unless you have some faulty shingles, in which case you know someone who can replace them.
I need to get up on my fucking roof.
For sure you do.
Check it
out. That's
what
I always say.
Get up on your roof, ladies and gentlemen.
And also, get in your backyard and try and fly like a bird. Just run real fast. As long as your arms are oval shaped, the pressure
then
and
you
some
got
shit.
It.
Well, it's just the top part's oval shaped. The bottom part needs to be flat.
Oh, good, because I was gonna put like two things.
Are
of,
you
like...
trying to say that I have bingo wings underneath of my arm? I thought I was flat.
No, I was gonna put like toilet paper rolls all up my arms. That would have been detrimental.
It really wouldn't have helped you at all.
I know.
You'd have stayed on the fucking ground. That would have been the only reason, though. Okay, well, if you guys enjoyed Shane mansplaining, let us know.
Yeah, maybe we'll do more.
They probably won't, but it's fine.
If you guys want Shane to come mansplain more stuff another time, then send us stuff that you want him to mansplain, and we can do this again. Basically, it's just Sierra and I fucking with Shane for over an hour.
Yeah, hey, thanks for being such a great sport.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And it was his birthday yesterday.
It
Yay,
was.
It was almost
birthday.
A week ago when you guys are hearing this, but okay. That's all. We hope you learned something.
Yeah.
Or laughed. One of the two.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. All right. So, women, it's time to go pick the berries. We'll see you guys next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.